team.
Wow. David Byrne. Yes. Applause coming from the main studio and our live studio here at the new FM 101.9. David Byrne is our very first special guest. I've heard you do that song with a big band behind you probably many times. I've seen you perform it. But this is the first time I think I've ever seen you do it just you and a guitar. And I recently read somewhere that you did some live acoustic dates with Lucinda Williams, Roseanne Cash, and Natalie Merchant.
Not all at the same time, although Lucinda and Roseanne and I did a radio show once. Yeah.
Are there any recordings of that anywhere, of any of those performances?
Yeah, there are. There are some.
Any chance we may get you doing some acoustic dates out here on the West Coast? I know you live in New York.
Maybe when the tour with this band is over. But we're doing part of the performance we're doing is acoustic.
Oh, really?
About the first 30, 35 minutes or so. It's the band kind of play hand percussion. And
oh, cool.
Do all that.
Tell us about the band. There are four of you on stage.
Uh-huh. There's myself and a guy named Todd Turkisher on drums, Paul Soklo on bass, and a guy named Mauro Rafosco on mallet instruments, vibes, marimbas, and percussion.
Wow, I can't wait. I'm going to go to the show tonight. You know, we gave away some tickets. I think I gave away five pairs of tickets yesterday for the show last night at the Coach House, and three other people called today to say it was just amazing.
Oh, incredible. That's good to hear.
So they had a great time, and we're looking forward to this tonight. You do a lot of new music.
Yeah, we do a lot of new stuff. It's not really that we're trying to plug a record. It's that we're really having a good time playing it. We're doing a lot of old stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a few songs that, well, that we learned that we haven't recorded, or some of them we recorded and haven't been released.
You know, I got a fax from a listener whose birthday is today and wants to go to the show tonight. I think we'll give him a pair of tickets. But he said, on your last swing through town at the Wiltern Theater, you performed an amazing cover of Sympathy for the Devil that gave me shivers. This is from Chuck Warner. He asks, how do you pick the covers which you do on your live show, and do you care to comment on covers included in the current show?
How do I pick covers? It's usually a song. It's got to be a song you like, all right?
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's got to be something where you think you can put a new twist on it.
Hmm.
There's no sense in doing it if just trying to imitate the sounds and the, you know, do an imitation of the original.
Copy,
yeah,
right.
Carbon copy of the original. The idea would be to put a twist on it and give it a slightly new meaning by musically changing it. And
sure. Do you any covers in this show?
Some nights we've been doing a song by, co-wrote it, I think, a woman named Crystal Waters. Hmm. It's called Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless. It was a kind of a disco hit a few years ago. We do that occasionally.
Okay. You've done so much. I mean, in addition to all your albums, which are out there for everyone to see, you've done movies from Stop Making Sense to True Stories to a documentary about a religion in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
What got you interested in film?
I kind of started off in the visual arts, and well, when I was younger in school, I used to, you know, draw and paint and
take pictures,
do all kinds of stuff like that. At the same time that I was, you know, playing, blasting the records and playing guitar and doing that kind of stuff. So they kind of went hand in hand. You know, it's kind of like staring at album covers and that kind of thing.
Great. You know, we want to play a song off the new record. The album's called David Byrne. It is new in the stores. What would you like us to play? Any requests?
Lilies, maybe?
Okay. Lilies? Lilies, yeah, that's got a good thumbs up. Okay, this is Lilies from David Byrne on the new FM 101.9. Lily's the name of the song from David Byrne's brand new self-titled CD on the new FM 101.9. We are Southern California's album alternative. And David Byrne is our very special first guest in our new music studio. And David, thank you for being here today. We were just talking during the song about your other label. You've got a label that you founded back in 1988 called Luwaka Bop.
Yeah, I didn't know it'd been that long ago, I guess.
Yeah,
we started off kind of as a world music label, doing compilations of things that were already existing that were maybe difficult to get. And now we've kind of learned how to make records and covers and stuff like that, and we've branched out to actual living, breathing artists. There's a group called Zap Mama that's been on the road now, and Gegita mm-hmm. from around here, the Southland, as you call it.
Coming from someone who spend most of their time on the East Coast, yeah, this is the Southland.
And they're a duo from around here. And
oh wow, because I thought this label it's a lot of different cultural influences. I know you have one Cuba classic. Silvio Rodriguez is the first Cuban album released in the U.S. since 1961 is on this label.
Yeah,
you bring in a lot of other outside influences, outside sounds from.
Yeah, but we don't want to exclude the U.S. of A.
The natives.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Zap Mama, I just found out, is going to be on tour. They're going to play at Pepperdine here in Malibu on the 8th of September. So we do have a chance to check them out.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good.
Yeah, I read somewhere a label, and I don't like labels, and I know you sure don't, but Pan-Cultural Groove, they assigned that to your music. That's evident and from your records pretty much starting on Remain in Light and moving forward.
Yeah, it is. Well, I have a pretty wide range of listening habits, and it kind of, some of it rubs off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Well, your whole Brazilian, once you got in a Brazilian groove, I know it turned me on to a lot of Brazilian music that I hadn't heard before.
Oh, great.
So, why don't we hear something? You're prepared to do one more live for us, right? Do you want to do that now?
Sure,
cool.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song called My Love Is You that I think I wrote the words, I was walking in a field.
Okay.
It sounds like a commercial.